for you. Mr. Kyle said you came in on the westbound. I hope you didn't run into any problems. Oh, no. It was a very enjoyable trip. I did quite a bit of writing, as a matter of fact. Stillman nodded. Mr. Kyle also said you were a writer. Yes, that's why I'm here. Pettigrew glanced at the table. Do you mind if I sit down?
Not at all, Stillman said, growing a little wary. He'd met a few writers in his day. They were a likable lot as long as they weren't writing about him. He'd had quite a few newspaper stories written about him when he was a deputy United States Marshal, and not one had ever gotten the facts straight. Most writers seem more interested in telling a compelling yarn than reporting the truth. Most of the writers he'd met in person had been fairly heavy drinkers and carousers as well. But this man, Pettigrew, didn't look like he drank anything stronger than sarsaparilla. He looked more like an accountant or a Bible peddler.
Would you like some coffee, Mr. Pettigrew? Stillman asked when the man had taken a seat across from him.
That would be nice, thank you.
Stillman motioned to the waiter, who nodded and disappeared into the kitchen. When he came back with a cup of hot coffee for Pettigrew, the writer spooned several heaping mounds of sugar into the brew and added several shots of cream. He tasted it, added another shot of cream, tasted it again, and smacked his lips as though pleased.
Good?
Stillman asked.
Very good,
Pettigrew said, taking another sip. So, Stillman said, puffing his cheroot and blowing smoke at the ceiling. You said your writing brought you to Clantic. Would you mind telling me what story you'll be reporting? I can't imagine anything so interesting in this neck of the woods to bring a man all the way out here from New York.
Well, actually, Mr. Stillman,
Pettigrew said, nervously stirring his coffee with a spoon,
it's you yourself that's brought me here.
Me?
Yes, sir. I've been following your career for quite some time, or at least I was until you disappeared a few years ago. I heard you were shot in Virginia City by a charlatan?
Drunk whore, Stillman said dryly, swallowing coffee. Shot me in the back by mistake. She was aiming for the card sharp I was escorting out of the saloon.
Yes, that was the story, Pettigrew said.
No, that was my life. Stillman corrected the reporter. And it ended right there. For a few years, anyway, I had to resign my marshal's badge, doctor's orders, and government regulations. The bullet wasn't removable. It's still in there, as a matter of fact.
What a way for a man like you to be put out of commission. I mean, what irony.
Tell me about it.
What brought you back into the profession?
Pettigrew asked, his eyes dropping to the badge pinned to Stillman's blue pinstripe shirt, half covered by his corduroy jacket.
A woman, Stillman said after thinking about it a bit. He smiled.
Actually, it's a long story. I came up here to investigate the murder of my best friend from our hide-hunting days and ran into a woman I'd fallen in love with several years earlier. She saved me.
Stillman absently rolled the coal of his cheroot against the ashtray, contemplating the lovely French rancher's daughter with the rich chocolate hair.
He'd had the good fortune of making love to her only a few hours ago, when they'd both awakened at dawn. The feel and delectable aroma of her were still fresh on his mind. He continued, I'd taken to the bottle before that and was feeling sorry for myself. But after I came up here and found Faye again, well, everything changed.
Stillman looked across the table and saw Pettigrew furiously scribbling in a notebook he must have produced from the valise open on his lap.
Hey, wait a minute, Stillman said. I just as soon you don't write that down. That was just between you and me.
Oh, but Sheriff, Pettigrew said, frowning through the pince-nez glasses he'd mounted on his nose. Readers will be most interested in hearing what happened to the fearless Ben Stillman after that fateful day in Virginia City when, for all intents and purposes, you simply vanished.
Hold now, Stillman said, spreading his hands. I don't